Iron Man. Bloodthirsty.
Pacifist.
You're listening to the WoW Challenges podcast, the home of the Iron Man Challenge. And here are your hosts, Stone and Lita.
Hello and welcome to the WoW Challenges podcast. This is episode 107. Today is Saturday, March 3rd, 2018. I am your host, Lita, and joining me, the man who's banging the buttons.
Wow.
It's my co-host, Stone. Well, you could push them, but at the moment they're being naughty, so you're like bang, bang.
Okay. That. I was going to say, yeah. Your choice of terms was very subjective.
We're being G-rated. I'm being G-rated.
Oh, yes. Yes, this is a G-rated show.
That's, well, PG. PG. So, anyway, hey, Stir.
Hi. Did you just call me Stir? I think you just called me Stir.
No, I called you Stone.
Stone, thanks. Stone. You've got Stir on the brain, right?
Chat room.
Oh. Oh, time to start rumors.
What?
How are you?
Oh, dear. I'm good. I'm all right. Anyway, let's move on. So today we have got our favorite bloodthirsty queen. Mm-hmm. Well, our only bloodthirsty queen, really. I don't know what I'm saying. Niecy's here. Hey, Niecy. Hey.
Hello. How are you guys?
Good. How are you?
I'm okay. It's been an interesting week, but I'm okay.
Excellent. Well, it's going to be an interesting show, so...
It seems that way.
Yay! Yes. Yes, exactly. All right. Well, Niecy's come to have a chat to us about all things WoW challenges with a lot of bloodthirsty thrown in, I'm assuming.
kind of.
So, yeah. So we're going to have a chat for a bit. All right. So let's start off, because it has been a little while since we last spoke to you. So what have you been doing?
Okay, the better question would probably be, what have I not been doing?
Okay. So,
wow.
I've been a little busy, and I did condense it, Stone. So...
just so that you know... Okay, hold on. I'm sorry. Just for folks... to know, I was looking at the show notes beforehand, and her notes were like 3 pages long, and I was like,
No. What
is going on? I'm like, no, you have to condense that stuff, like, this is insane. So this is the short version. Okay, go.
Kind of. This is the short version. It was, like I said, I was busy this week with other stuff going on. So the only thing I'm not actually working on right now would be Tin Man, but I'm thinking of rectifying that, and I might start a Tin Man soon, so that way I'll have somebody in all of them, but we'll see.
Okay. Yeah.
We'll see. So it's been pretty busy.
So
I've added to my count.
Who would you bring back for the tin then?
Like, I don't know. I might start a 70? Fresh one. No, I think I'm going to start a fresh one.
Okay.
Go from the ground up.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, that'll be interesting to see. Are you going to run the tin purely, like, exactly as the tin challenge, or keep going as the iron and just allow it to, you know, if there's a death, etc.?
I'll probably stick to, like the iron rules with no talents and the whatnot. Yep. But, you know, if I die, I'll just keep going and see how many deaths I have at the very end and try to keep that as low as humanly possible. But I figured since I'm running an iron right now, I should probably, you know, run a tin. That way I also have one that if I'm unsure of, I can throw them at that quest before they actually put the iron on it.
Mm, that's a good idea. Kind of like you're scouting.
Yeah, kind
of. Okay. So tin's something you're looking at, but obviously you've got your irons, you've got your pacifist, and of course you've got your bloodthirsty. So
I've got a couple.
Still fairly focused on all of those at the moment?
I'm primarily focused on the bloodthirsties. I've got quite a few now, so I'm just doing them on a rotation. Who I get through a week is who I get through. And
how many have you got now?
15 iron or 15 bloodthirsties.
Wow, 815.
Nice.
Yeah.
18 overall, but 15 bloodthirsties.
So what have you added in the new?
Yeah, I added in a high mountain tauren and a nightborn elf thing, whatever they are.
Yeah. Okay. Cool. And how are you finding them? Because obviously they start at level 20 with green gear. Like, hello. Yeah.
It's all right. It's weird being level 20 and seeing the kill count so low. When I went to check on it, I was like, this is strange. But it was all right. We actually had a tiny little hiccup with the Nightborn that I found for stone. So there was a little issue there, but that's all fixed now. And
we should talk about it a little bit. I mean,
when I went to add them, there was an issue with quests.
So Nightborn apparently have quests from actually completing the chain, but apparently they are account wide.
Oh, and, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
It was really weird.
Yeah.
So the other three
did not
races don't. Wow. Okay. No.
Yeah, I don't understand that. It was very bizarre. I went to add it. It's like you're red flagged. I'm like, what? I was like, no. Yeah. You have completed X number of quests. I'm like, no, I didn't. I didn't even take that starting quest.
Can I imagine that the heart rate probably went, like, skipped a beat or five before you were like, what?
Well, it wasn't too bad because I just kind of rolled them. And I think I killed a couple things in Azara. And I was like, you know, I should probably throw this on the list now. I think I've got enough kills where I don't think I'll be yellow flagged or anything. And went to add it and I'm like, 196 quests completed. I was like, no.
Wow.
When did this happen? Like, somebody playing my account when I'm not up or what? But yeah, no. We got that straightened out. It was very odd. Wow. And so, yeah.
Okay. Well, that's interesting to know about that because I would have done the same thing. I wouldn't have even thought about it. And a lot of times I was actually thinking last night, a lot of times I don't actually go and check my toons to make sure they're still green flagged. So I did last night. I was like, yes, they're green flagged. Yes, yes, yes. But yeah, I would hate to have to get up to a certain point and Stone's like, your blood leader is now red flagged. I'll be like, why? So yes, I better check them.
Stone actually found one of my characters red flagged the other day. And I was like, what are you talking about? And they're like, yeah, you're red flagged on your Demon Hunter. I was like, no, I'm not. And he's like, yeah, you are. And I'm like, I haven't been on my Demon Hunter except to get the auction mail. I'm like, what are you talking about? But that was another little tiny issue that we got fixed.
Excellent.
Oh, I should put
Nisi, it's good that you can help us out, you know, by getting your toons flagged for us in various ways that obviously Stone doesn't even realize. So,
yeah,
I think it's handy that we've got someone like this Stone that can, you know, that give you more work, basically.
I think Stone's gonna regretting hearing from me pretty soon.
I thought that's the opposite of what we're trying to go for. But we'll talk about that after. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah, definitely. I'm glad you got stuff sorted. All right. Okay. So tell us about your bucket list at the moment. What are the things that you want to achieve before the next expansion hits? Because obviously, we've got the end of Legion is now. We've got a new one coming. Battle for Azeroth is coming soon, TM. What do you want to get done?
Oh, boy. Let's see. I'd like to get the Paladin at least to Legion. I don't know if that's going to happen. I'm going to try, though. And I'd like to get the Lobies at least to 60. So, I mean, I've got a lot, so I'm trying to keep my goals not too far ahead. But, you know, we'll see what happens. We've been having some net issues lately, so I'm trying to just, you know, take it one tune at a time. And I would like to maybe get the pacifist to maybe 70, maybe.
Okay. All right.
But, you know,
so where are you sitting with the Pally at the moment? What level is the Pally?
Pally's 78 right now.
Okay. All right. So there's a
I've got a chunk. Some work to do.
Yeah. Okay. But
we'll see.
I mean, like all things, things are doable. So
yeah.
See how those go. All right. Now, before we get into your actual week of what you've been doing, what are the things that you would tell anyone who wants to start a challenge tune?
Honestly, I know this is going to go against what a lot of people believe, but I'm going to say it anyway. Go with what you know. I know that people are going to be like, oh, I want a challenge. You know, I want to do something. You know, I want to pick the hardest class. Yeah, don't on your first one. Just trust me. Get through it first on one that you know. Because as stupid as it sounds, if you've leveled, you know, say, whatever class and that's your main, go with that one on a challenge tune first. You know all of your oh crap buttons, get me out of trouble buttons. You know what to expect. And I think it's a good jump off place. And then, you know, once you start to get the hang of it and things feel pretty good and maybe you get, I don't know, maybe in your 70s or 80s and you get through a couple different expansions or maybe even wait till you hit max and then try a different class. But I mean, yeah, a lot of people want it to be a challenge and they want it to be hard, but it's hard enough out there on a class that you know. So I think just, you know, take it easy, you know, kick back, relax, get into the mindset, because it's a whole different mindset than normal playing. You know, you can't just like run in and lull your way through everything. You actually need to watch which direction patrols are going in, and you need to be thinking about, okay, is that one actually at its max distance? Are they going to turn around and walk back to me? Are they staying put? You know, and pick your way off if you're doing Iron Man to get into your quest hubs and then coming out of your quest hubs. Just don't run through mobs because, you know, it's not going to end well.
Yeah, that's very good advice. I think we can all learn, you know, a lot of that. I must admit there are times when I myself forget or just be a little impatient. Be like, no, charge through. And that normally ends in disaster. So now I try not to do that. So I think that's very, very good words. And definitely, like you said, everyone's like, I want to pick the hardest thing to do. This stuff is hard already, guys. Like, seriously, go with what you know. That is good.
Yeah.
All right. So hit us with it. The Nisi week.
The Nisi week.
What have you been doing?
We know everybody got to kick their feet up, grab a glass of wine.
Coffee.
Someone's going to go get a snack.
I've got a bucket of coffee. We're good.
Okay. Go.
So my total number of challengers right now is at 18. So I've got an Iron Teams character that I'm running with Zorts. We're still alive. Team Puppet lives on. Reached level 25 last night. So that was awesome. We would have gotten a little bit further, but we got a little bit of a late start. So we decided to call it. We got to a good stopping point. So we called it there. Okay. So level 25, we're doing really good there for both of us and our shenanigans. I've got an Iron Man that I'm running. Yes, it's always unpredictable when the two of us are playing together, because I'm like, oh, look, there's a wolf 10 feet that way. It's looking at us weird. Let's kill it. And Zorts is like, no, just run around. I'm like, no, we have to kill it. So I'm driving him crazy, killing all extra things. But he's putting up with me, so that's awesome. I've got an Iron Man that I'm running. So I started this on stream 2-3 weeks ago now. I started a Resto Shaman. I just was curious to see how far I would get in the new patch. So Azzy doesn't seem to think I'm going to get very far, but I want to see how far I actually managed to get. I did get up to level 25. I got a level on her this week. I'm not going to be able to stream for a while. For those that have been watching my stream, we're having net issues. For those that have been following my Twitter, you guys know what's going on. Now, I did put the video up of that level, though. So that's on my YouTube page. And then the pacifist, I gotta tell you, it is scary being a pacifist out there right now. The zones are so busy at the times that I can play. I'm like out there holding my breath, and I'm like seeing somebody run by me. I'm like, no, no, don't touch anything. And I'm like looking to see if there's any mobs near me. Even if they're neutral, I'm like hearthing the heck out of there. I'm like, no, no, no. I don't want any proximity kills. So I've been kind of doing dailies. Yeah, yeah. It's like, yeah, oh my God. What?
I actually came across that with an iron. I wasn't even close to a mob, and I actually got to loot it. I never even touched it. I was a good 40 yards away.
Oh, man.
And I would assume I got credit for that kill because I was allowed to loot it. So
40 yards. That's...
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yep.
Oh man. Okay.
Yeah, I'm looking super careful. So I'm actually glad that Dark Moon Fair starts tomorrow so I can go and hit up profession quests. And... Dark Moon
Fair! Yes.
And I've been trying to, you know, check in at least a couple times a week and hit the dailies so that way I'm not out there farming quite as many hours as
Nisi, do you worry though about being in wherever you are, like Orgrimmar, Stormwind, that someone might go past and like kill a critter? Like, or do you position yourself away from the hub in the main city?
Well, right now I've been farming in Winterspring. So I've been using Darnassus as my daily hub at the moment for my fishing and my cooking. And it's not that busy over there. So the only times I really start to get nervous is when people are trying to do For the Horde and they start attacking the city. And I'm like, oh, I'm out of here.
Log out.
I don't know what's going on. It's like, yeah, I'll be back later. I've been trying to play her mostly later at night before I go to bed, but that's not always possible. So, yeah, it's just, and Winterspring's been really busy the past couple of days. And I know a lot of the pacifists recently have been saying, oh, yeah, archaeology is really good right now. Well, the zones that I have on my map that I can dig in are not good zones. I think I've got 2 dig sites in Azjara, and this is an Alliance character, and I've got another one in a mob-heavy quest part in Darkshore, and I'm like, no. And I've got another one in another really bad place that's just filled with quest mobs. I'm like, well, I guess I'm not doing archaeology for a while. Yeah. So I'm like,
Was it Townie that said about don't get the...
Well, don't level up your archie past a certain point, past like 450 or something. Because once you get through there, then it will start to spawn mobs, which is not good. So if you just leave
it, definitely.
And, you know, do archie everywhere, then you're fine.
Yeah, so I've been like super nervous on her. I almost didn't get her level in today. I actually got her to 58 today, and I was kind of back and forth as to whether or not I wanted to, and I was kind of in between doing stuff, and I was actually waiting for Russell to go to work because we weren't sure if he was going in today or not, so I could sit down and record some stuff. And I was like, let me work on her. I've got some time to kill. But the zone was so busy. I got to tell you, every time like 15 people run past me, I'm like quick flipping up my stats page. I'm like, did I get credit for any kills? Because I'm like, I don't want to find out at the end of the level that I got flagged like halfway through. I'm so paranoid on that character now. And then I've been working on my Bloodthirsties. So, I mean, I didn't get that much done this week. I know it looks like I did, but I did not. I got, whatever stone. It's not that much.
Wow.
I've got 15. That is not that many that's on that list.
Good Lord.
I've got the Resto Druid that I'm running in just her starting gear. She's kicking around Lock Modan. I got a level and a half on her. Got through my rested, so she's level 14 and a half at 566 kills. You are lucky
we do not play the same server, my dear.
Oh, yes. I'm on my own little server.
Lock Modan! I see you!
I've been having trouble out there, though.
Really?
Only in the respect that I don't find that many rares up. And
you know why? You need to play at like 2 o'clock in the morning. 3 o'clock in the morning.
I'm not on night shift anymore, so
that's fine.
It's okay. It's more rares for you.
I'll take them all.
Exactly. I know you would. And I've been having a real problem with getting cross realms lately. I guess because there's just so many new players popping in the cross-realm holding tank, I guess, as it were, I'll be in the middle of killing a rare. And I'm cross-realmed out of the fight, and the realm I get put on, the rare's not up. And I'm like, what just happened? I almost had it dead, and it's gone. I was really, really angry the one day. I think it was on my stream. I just started flipping out, yelling. I was like, no, you just took my rare away. It was took me 20 minutes to find a rare up, and then it phased out, you know, with 2/3 its health gone. I was like, no, not happy. So I got her, and then I worked on my monk. The monk's doing okay. They're in brewmaster spec. I haven't gone after any rares on her, though, lately. I'm a little afraid to, and I really don't want to start another monk over again. But she got
brewmaster 2 levels. Is default spec, or...?
No, Windwalker's default. Wind. So,
okay, all right.
So brewmaster is the tanky spec.
Okay.
And that one got to level 38. I'm sitting at 3,199 kills on her.
Nice.
And then I worked on my druid, and or the next druid, the balance druid. I wanted to cry on this one. I don't know what it was about this level. It would not end. And I was just like, why won't I level? It's got to happen soon. I kept looking at the bar. I'm like, yeah, no, I'm not even halfway. I'm like, what is going on with this level? It was terrible. But it was also busy when I was trying to play, and I had to keep stopping and restarting where I was on her because of other things going on in real life. I had to keep walking away. So that's probably why it felt like it took forever. But I did manage to get her to 71, and she's at 12,031 kills.
God.
Nice.
That's nothing. You should talk to Boz. Talk to Boz about her warrior totals.
Wow.
Now, see, now another thing to remember is most of these kill totals are on rested. So if I was not rested, it would be double.
Yes.
God.
So that's one thing to keep in mind. Yes, and, you know, I got the one level on the Nightborn Hunter. So that was 102 kills on that one. Mm-hmm. And I found this interesting. I don't think I got as many rares on the Guardian High Mountain Tauren Druid that I'm running. And, that one got to level 21 with 141 kills. So I think the Nightborn Hunter got a couple extra rares in there. Mm-hmm. But I was able to kill a couple of rares on this Guardian Druid, which surprised me. I was a little afraid to, but you know, I was like, you know what? I haven't even leveled yet. Let's go for it. I can reroll real quick. And I was able to take out a couple in Tirith's Fall Glades. I went there because the zone tops out at 20 and I was 20. So I was like, yeah, you know, let's give it a shot. But that was actually pretty good. I don't normally run Guardian. I think I touched it once way back when it was still part of the Feral Tree and it didn't have its own extra little heading. So okay. I hopped on there and I was like, I'm not used to this. It looks like there's things missing from this kit in the spellbook. So I was like, didn't they used to have a charge or something? And I'm like so lost. But, you know, I'm still alive. I got a level. So that was good. And Stir, that number I put in Discord just for you, I did this earlier. All 15 Bloodthirsties that I'm currently running that are all alive, that 73,441 is the number of kills across them all.
Wow.
Nice. That's awesome.
Yes. I'm tired looking at that number. I'm like, wow. Like, what am I doing?
Yeah. Very cool. All right. Well, yeah, that's pretty busy. Pretty darn busy.
Okay. I feel bad because I feel like I should have done more this week. Honestly, that's a light week for me.
I don't know. I think you've done, with everything you've done in the streaming and stuff, you're always busy, which is good. So, yeah.
Hey, I need to be busy.
That's nice.
There's, are you trying to do pet battles in real life?
He's pet battling me.
See, Stone, he wants his 15 minutes of fame. I told you. Like, he will not rest until he gets it.
He's biting my arm. Like,
Steve, he's mad.
I'm here. No, no. He's like his little nips. Like at first it was patting. Like, hey, I'm here. And I'm like, yes. Yes. And let's, yep. And
that's a happy cat.
And then he started to bite, to be like, hey, I'm here. Yeah. Right.
That's why he's happy, because he got to buy you. Like, okay.
Okay. Awesome. So, cat.
All right. Well, thank you, Niecy. Thank you for sharing your week with us and all your adventures. It's been fantastic. Stone.
Yo.
You've there's writing. What's this?
Stone did stuff.
Yeah, I did stuff. What do you mean? I've been doing stuff. I've been doing stuff before.
I know, but there's like extra sections. Sometimes there's only like couple lines. There's like quite a few lines for you. Okay,
well,
no wonder he was telling me to condense, because he had stuff to say this week.
Bob. okay, so Goblin Priest. Yes. This is the same priest I killed Lezron and Knuckle Rot on.
Yep.
Just saying. Okay. You can do it. And we'll talk about this a little bit after, because Tiber, a.k.a. Tiber, actually did a little bit of work on this. So, okay. And speaking of my own work on this, I did happen to go back and try them again. I tried Lizran, I think. And I was level 19. No, mm-hmm. No, I was level 20. And they were level 22 elite. They hit like a truck. They hit a lot harder at level 22 elite than they did at 16 elite, right? Because I was level 14 when I was able to beat them. I was lucky that somebody had come by and killed them, but I think I might have died. I don't think, like, he was eating through my shield too fast. And it wasn't like that before. So at level 14, my shield would hold for the most part. And
yeah, when that shield drops.
When that shield drops, man, you're squishy. So I'm going to wait to talk about his advice, because his advice is pretty good from what I remember seeing. So I finished Ghostlands except for the last quest, the final group quest to go kill Darkhan. You know, he's like a five person quest. I'm like, nope. I was able to do that before on an iron, before the patch. I'm not trying that now. So there was a group in the zone that I briefly considered trying to get a tag on it, but I was like, no, they kind of bugged out too. So I'm like, no, I'm not going to. So, we finished up in Lady Sylvanas's chamber at level 21, and I went to go turn in the quest to her, and there is some Alliance guy killing her. And I'm like, you suck. Stop touching the Dark Lady. Only I may touch the Dark Lady. I have important business to talk with her about and stuff. So that was it for my Goblin Priest. She's doing okay. But again, like only level 21, so not higher. I'm not like playing them hardcore. I'm just playing them at whenever I feel like it, and I'm trying to stream them too. I am leveling up another priest for a team that I'm on. And Lita and I have our team, and I'm not taking that character out of our team. It's sometimes it's hard to play because we have time zone problems, right? Which is okay. Which is fine. We'll get there. We're not playing those characters for
No, we're not. We're not gonna get there. You go play your new team. That's what I say.
Wow. We're not playing those characters to like win a race, you know. We're just playing to have some fun.
Exactly.
I do have another priest though up, which is funny because I think with our team, it's a priest, and I still have my priest from the contest, and I have this current priest I just talked about. So now I have a fourth Iron Priest for my new team. And I don't know if I want to
Random roll that one? The new one?
No.
Okay.
All right. This one, we both decided what we were going to roll, and the other person decided on something that was good, and then I was like, well, I need to be able to support that. So
yep.
Oh, cool. And he's done. All right. So Bob's like, yeah, I've had enough of this crap. So there is no team except for me. I am the only team. So if he could do solo teams, he would. I'm not going to say who it is until we figure stuff out, because we've both got up to the point where we are on the same team. We just haven't leveled together yet. So we're there, but it's going to happen. And I'm looking forward to it. I'm very excited. I have one class that I didn't roll for irons, and that was a rogue. So I'm like, okay, well, it happened to come up, and okay, let's level up a rogue. So it was human rogue, and we took her through Elwynn, got to level 7, and I was like, okay, well, let's go get two one-handed axes, right? And because they can hit for more and all this stuff, right? So I should be able to kill things faster, harder, you know, blah, blah, blah. Not realizing that rogues use daggers, and the things that they can do require daggers to be equipped, not axes. So I'm like, I didn't know. And the spell that I'm trying to cast, you know, like the Sinister Strike, right? It doesn't red out. It's still there, and it shows like as if I can use it. So I did the quest trying to collect crystal something fronds from the Murlocs to go create the invisible potion for the two lovers, right? You know, for the
yes,
you know. So I go and attack one of the Murlocs, and I realize very quickly that I'm not damaging him, and I'm like, what the hell's going on? I'm like, okay, axes, okay. So I turn around and I ran so far away.
Excellent.
I ran all the way to Goldshire. And this is, and I'm not saying that, you know, I tagged the first Murloc I saw. It was like one of the Murlocs that were closer to the rare wolf. So,
yeah,
you know,
it's still a distance.
It's still quite a distance. He would not leash. He would not reset. And I died.
Yeah.
I died. It's just, just whittled me down and I'm running. He didn't slow me at all. I did not get slowed. I just ran and ran. I ran so far away all night and day. Wow. It felt like it was like all night and day.
Wow.
And he would not leash. And I'm like, what the heck? And I even got to Goldshire Inn.
Mm.
And the guards were not even there. What? Like the guards are like, noob. I just couldn't get away. Yep. I just could not get away.
Oh, man.
Wow.
So, Lita, just so that you know, our death list, I actually split that up. So I put one for me and one for you. Okay, good. Just so that you know, so that we can keep it like a secret.
Okay.
Man. So that's two for the year for me. But level 7 rogue. I was like, okay, well, I guess that's it, guys. And everyone's like, what, you're dead? I'm like, yep. And I logged off and deleted the character. Because I was like, remember, like I said last week, I'm not rolling these guys over into 10. I'm going to wait to the stat squish to re-roll characters and see what happens. But I'm not going to delete the ones that I have now. I'm just going to carry on with those. And if they die, then they're gone. I don't really want to do 10 stuff.
So that sucks that's what got you was a silly Murloc that would not go back to its lake.
I couldn't disappear. I couldn't run. Nothing. I couldn't vanish, right, and I didn't have a speed boost. So I just ran normal, and it's just over time. I actually paused really quickly to use a bandage, and that saved two hits. I was able to get two ticks of a bandage off, and I carried on when carried on my wayward son to when the bandage thing got hit off, right? And so I, you know, I continued to run so far away, and I still couldn't get away.
Wow,
those Murlocs can be vicious.
Okay, that's interesting.
So
Murlocs.
I don't know why it didn't leash, because pretty clearly it should have leashed. It was very far away from where I attacked it. So I don't know. I'm wondering if maybe some folks can try to start luring some rares back into Goldshire, or maybe into the capital city again, and cause some crap, because if these mobs are not leashing, I can say that they are leashing because they have been leashing on my priest. So I don't know.
Interesting.
So that was my week, and I was like, I will tell you, last thing, I was supposed to level up the team's character after that, and then because I died, I was like, no, I just canceled it. I'm like, no, we're not gonna play, because I will something dumb.
You're like, I'm done.
And we would have leveled, like, I'm at 19 or so, and I think he's like a level less than me. So, you know, I don't want to waste all that time. I mean, it wasn't tons of time, but still. No. Freaking Murlocs. I have some other choice words, but.
Oh, I can imagine.
Okay, Lita, you can go, and I'm just going to say them while I mute myself. Go.
Okay. All right. So I did get some stuff done this week. You're supposed to be saying that. Oh, so we're doing gestures as well. Okay. All right. Fair enough. I played my Iron this week, and I got her to 35. I've not had a huge amount of time on her. I had a couple nights where I did manage to play her. It does definitely feel a bit slower now that I'm in the 30s. You know, you feel like you go and quest for a couple of hours and you're like, ding, 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 previously, where now it definitely feels like you kind of go ding.
I mean, when I hit my 30s, I think things felt like things slowed down when I was in my 30s. And now that I'm in my 40s, I mean...
Thanks for that. Anyway, so I only had two issues with her, and I think they were the same kind of thing like you were talking about before, Nisi, where I had gone in, went in a path, killed off, but obviously been there a bit too long, respawns happened, got really messy really quickly, and all can do is say thank goodness for Shadow Meld and Feign Death, because there was one that I went into Shadow Meld, I got hit again, so as I melded, something hit me that brought me out of the Shadow Meld, and I'm like, no, so Feign Death, and I was like, do not move, do not move, do not touch the mouse key. Like, I'm literally sitting here with my hands off my keyboard just going, don't touch anything, just stay feigned. She was okay.
The cross realm is going to get you too, so you got to be careful if you're not on an RP realm, because I've been having that happen a lot.
Yeah, I make sure, because I've got hotkeyed onto the mouse, that I know exactly where my Shadow Meld is, and that is Shadow Meld for every single Night Elf challenge tune that I have. They've all got the same thing, so I have utilized it quite well this week, but only thankfully it was only twice. I took her through Duskwood, which I was a little dubious about doing that after I'd done, because I went to Loch Modan, went over to Wetlands and all of that. And then I normally go down to STV and I was like, I might hang off on that. So I thought, well, let's go to Duskwood. It was like, yeah, I know I've got to be careful of the dark riders and all of that kind of stuff, but not an issue. I just made sure there was a couple of quests that would send me over to Mana Missile, I think it is, you know, the section. And I was like, no. And there was another one that wanted to send me to get something over there. I was like, yep, no, I just don't do those quests, so that's fine. Did not have an issue, and I forgot how good Duskwood can be with questing. I did go it down into the catacombs. I was a little bit like, should I? And I think Zaya had and Azzy had both said, because they were both on, and I was like, should I be doing those? The respawns in the catacombs was quite... with the spirity things, it was quite intense, but pretty much didn't have too much of trouble until I got to the end section. And Zaya said, you know, trap one, get in, take this one down. And once I kind of gelled with that, it was like, okay, got it. Understand what I need to do, because you're following this tight little corridor down into the last room, and you've got two mobs over this side on the right, left-hand side, and one's kind of hiding behind the wall and you don't really see it. So I had to kind of trap one, take two on, and just be very careful. The AoE from the turtle didn't affect the third one. So yeah, it was a little bit, of utilizing hunter skills, like really utilizing it. It was kind of fun. So got through that, and I felt like, yay, I've done this zone basically now, other than maybe about two quests that I was like not touching. And it felt good. It felt really good. So I've taken it down to STV and I've just started on Gone to See Nessingwary. I'm like, hi, I'm back. And starting on all those quests. So STV is so good for lots of grindy quests. So, you know, so we'll get there. So 35, I'm quite happy with that. We'll see how we go with that. The Bloodthirsties, I didn't get to play all of them this week, but I played a few. So that was good. I got, my druid is over in Elwynn Forest. I took her around, killed. I got two levels on her, so she's now 13. I did manage to actually pick up a couple of rares in Elwynn. I always find not so good, but I'm like, I've already got everyone else over in Loch Modan, so I'm going to keep the druid in Elwynn Forest for the moment just to have a little bit of a different break. Because if I go around killing in Loch Modan, I don't play another turn, because I know if I've killed all the rares, whereas if I haven't, then, you know, I can take a different turn. Uh-huh. So the druid's up to 386 kills. I jumped on the gnome monk, so she's in the default, which is what, the Windwalker?
Yes.
Okay, so I got her level 21. She's at 738 kills. I'm actually finding the gnome monk to be a little more powerful than I remembered before the patch. They felt quite squishy at that lower, whereas she now feels like still squishy, but as long as I get the rotation off, I'm killing stuff in two hits, you know, and the rares in three, no more than four, depending on, you know, if certain spells are up. So I feel like the monk, I'm not having a problem taking any of the rares down at all. And I think I picked up about five rares. She's in Loch Modan, of course. And I picked up about five rares on her. And even the spider, I four-shot the spider. We know we hate that spider. So every chance I get, I try and kill that spider. Because So yeah, my Night Elf Priest, she hit 23. She's at 799 kills on hers. Again, Priest feels quite good. She's disc feeling good.
Yeah, disc feels pretty strong right now.
Yeah, like I said, keep the bubble up. The
shield. Definitely.
And she's, even taking down the rares when the bubble's up. Like, she's just slicing through stuff. So
yeah, but once that drops, that hurts.
That's right.
It drops.
Always keep the shield up. Power Word Shield is awesome for them. My Void Elf Warlock, she hit 23, so she's at 317 kills. I still cannot get over how powerful the Warlock is feeling as the Void Elf. I don't understand. Yeah, Voidy squishy as anything, but she's just carving stuff up. I've got her in Loch Modan, again, taking on rares. No
spec?
Issues. Like,
are you Affliction or Destro or Destruction? Or Demon?
Destro, okay. As if I'm anything else.
Okay. Yeah, that's always what Destro. my Warlock is. Now, I had been running the Imp, before the patch, because the Voidwalker was just dying in like 3 hits. Like, the mobs were sneezing at it and it was falling over. Now, I have noticed since the patch, now I don't know if it's the green gear on the lock that's making this happen. I have not tried it in an iron setting, but the Voidwalker is actually taking actual tanky hits now. It's surviving fights. So I don't know what happened, but all of a sudden it's actually tanking. So
yeah,
it's very odd.
It feels like they've change something slightly with them, which is good.
Yeah.
I mean, they're definitely not as powerful as they used to be quite some time ago as an iron or a bloodthirsty, but they feel, to me, they definitely feel better than what they were before the patch. Mm-hmm. So I've got health funnel and drain life, like, so, you know, I can buff up. But of course, like anything, if you're on the Warlock, if it's taking too much time, a lot of times I'll resummon. It's, you know, it's no use draining my health just to give the Voidy health back. If I'm out of combat, resummon them, let them go. So
I have found
that the
Blueberry has been a little overzealous in his tanking duties, though, because he's been pulling extra mobs into my fights. And I'm like,
they
no, why
like
did you hit
AOE.
That?
Yeah, they've got a nice AoE that can other stuff. So you've got to be careful. But
yeah, definitely.
But I'm happy with how the Void Elf is going. So, you know, so that's good. You know, it's slowly and surely, but we'll get there. I did play my Pally, so I've got the Draenei Pally over on Nisi's server. She hit 24. She's at 1,140 kills. I had this thought of kind of like, I'm going to kill her. I'm just going to go and fall off something. And I'm just not going to play. Because the Pally's kind of like, eh. I couldn't kill her. I was doing everything. I was like taking on 2, 3, pulling 2, 3, 4 mobs. And just seeing what I could do on the Pally. Seriously,
what
thinking.
Were you?
She is Prot. Prot?
Okay.
Yeah. And she did not die. So I hit level 24 and I'm like, nice. Okay, well, I'm just going to keep going. I did not kill her off. So I'm going to keep going. We will see.
Where did you, so was it like, you just were like, I'm done with this class and ugh.
Like, yeah,
what's the difference between this class and warrior? Because you like being, you like that class, right?
Because I can charge and smack things.
But you get a Pally's heal on your Pally.
Yeah.
You get that lovely boomerang shield, too.
What level do Pallys
too?
Get the charge on? Because I think they get a double charge, no?
Or
is it just a single charge?
The warrior's got a double charge.
No,
so.
Pally should have a charge.
I don't know. I don't have a charge.
Or is that a talent? And that might be a talent.
Maybe. But I just, I don't know. I've never successfully played a Pally very well. So I just kind of was like, maybe I could lose her. But she won't die. So I'm like, okay, well, we'll keep going.
Well, just so you know, you do have the option of just not playing her if you really don't like her that much.
I mean, if you kill off the character,
that's crazy.
Then
because then you're gonna have to add it to
the list, right?
Yeah, I know. I as if I'm worried about that. I'm not worried about that. Who cares? That's another list. That's all good. So anyway, I hit 24, and I actually kind of had one of the best levels that I've done. So you know what? With the Pally from now on, I'm just gonna go gung ho crazy on her. Because it was kind of fun. It was kind of reckless. People, I don't endorse doing this with your toons, but for my Draenei Pally, I've decided that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to be a bit reckless on it and just go for it because it was kind of really fun. And she did way better than I thought. So I'm like, okay, we will do that. I would not be doing that on my warrior. I can tell you that right now. But on this little Pally, I'm like, yeah, we will see. So yeah, so that was good. I did manage to play my hunter. So she hit 29. She's at 1,432 kills. The hunter is still that one class, just chain pulling like crazy. Keep healing my pet, you know, little, because it's Iron Leader and Espresso, my total Espresso. And I just
coffee is my blood,
and which is Lochmodan, of course, she's still over there, and I just go around, find the res, chain pull the res into whatever mobs are there, and just murder, slaughter. Like, seriously, Lochmodan must be like, she's back again. But it's just too good. So, yeah, so she's getting there. I didn't play my warrior this week. Well, I did play my warrior. I got her in Northrend, Dragonblight. Nisi, you said to go to the Walrusy section.
I was over there, and then I was tired of having five characters over there, so I started branching out a little bit and bouncing around. But I mean, it's pretty good if you need cloth and money, and sometimes that chest pops up, and so you know, that's like good for 20,000 XP roughly, depending on your level.
Yeah, I can't do a quest chest though.
So in the chat here, we're talking about the charge, right? And the Pally does have a charge, panic.
Well,
it is a charge. So, I mean, it's not the same charge. They call it something different, but it's still a charge. It doesn't root. It's just like a speed boost, right? So you should be getting that, he says, before 30, or she, or they, say before 30. And the second charge is a level 30 talent. So you won't get the double charge, but you will get a speed boost. So just stick with the Pally for a little bit, and you'll eventually get, like, so five iron says that it works like a sprint. Yeah. So, you won't be able to use it as often as your warrior charge, but you'll still have something.
Yeah, it doesn't have a cooldown on it.
Yeah, you'll have something. Just stick with it.
Yeah, don't kill it off yet.
Okay, I'm going to call in Mr. Man here. So I also have to figure out, there's going to be some audio, like, I don't think the audio problems happens on the stream, but for Azzy here, he does get the double.
Good night.
Hello.
Hey, Azzy.
Hello.
How are you? He's hearing double of himself, so he's going to talk really slow.
Oh, I talk double slow. Azzy.
Oh, man.
Actually, that doesn't sound too bad. Oh, no, there it is.
Okay, go. Go, let's hear it.
I'll give you a choice.
Oh, no.
One longish one like last week, or two short ones?
Well, I'm used to two short. All right. I've never really been accustomed to one long, so I know. See, I set him up. I set him up, and you're just like out of the park.
I was not touching.
Attaboy.
I was just like,
attaboy. Attaboy.
All right. A Roman legionnaire walks into a bar, holds up two fingers, and says, five beers, please.
That was pretty good. I was like, what?
I had to think about that.
Also, a quickie for later.
Whoa.
Oh, man, that's a different show, I think.
Explicit. How does Moses make his coffee?
I don't know.
He brews it.
Of course, of course. Thank you, Azzy. I like the first
Hebrew.
Oh, I was like, what the? He brews it. What are you talking about?
Hebrews.
Wow. Yeah.
I like the first one. The first one was the best one, Azzy. Thank you.
Okay. No worries.
Thanks, man. Jeez.
Good okay, bye.
Bye.
Somehow I always leave very disappointed for some reason. Or what?
I've heard that before,
I love
too.
The first one.
Yeah. Okay.
Bye. All right. Cheers, man.
Bye. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. I like the first one. That one I have never heard before. Ever.
I've not. I had to think about it. I was like,
what are you talking about? Holds up two fingers. I'll have five. What? That doesn't make sense. Oh, sure it does, dumbass. Okay.
My goodness.
All right. We have bumper time.
Coffee is my blood.
Not the right bumper. This one.
Breaking now, news from the World of Warcraft with Lita and Stone.
Okay, I'm going to get through these really quick. Lunar Festival should be over today/tonight. Is it already over? I don't know. But it says it goes to March 3rd, and today's March 3rd, so... You know, if it's not over, it's gonna be over.
I think it was supposed to end at 10 AM.
Okay, yeah, so it's over. Bob, no. No. He came over like, hey. dude, no. I saw you licking yourself, man. Get out of here. Trial of style. That's a big nope. So you can't join a group, so don't bother. I know Bloodthirsties can wear transmog and all that, but because you can't join a group, nope. Sorry. Dark Moon Fair is coming up starting tomorrow. Get your free bag plus 10 gold if you don't know how to do it. There are videos online, or ask one of us. And basically, you just take your ticket. You take the quest to go get 5 free tickets. You go in, turn it in. Use the ticket to buy a bag and sell it 4 times, and then keep your 5th bag. It's free 16-slot bag and 10 gold. I mean, that's pretty much all.
Bloodthirsties cannot do it, though.
Right. Bloodthirsties, nope, it will count against you.
As a quest.
Okay, contest. So there are some private things going on that... private contests going on that... Yes. We're not going to directly refer to, but they're out there. And we've updated the site a bit so that we can handle different contests and private stuff so that I don't have to do, like, a ton of work. I'm actually planning on making a form for folks to fill out with all of the rules that you want to put on. And... is there any way to get Dark Moon Fair tickets as a Bloodthirsty then? I don't know. That's a good question. Lita is shaking her head. Nope. Yeah, because if there was, then we would be farming that and grinding the crap out of stuff instead of having to do the quest over and over for your 1,000 ticket mount.
The only way you can get tickets is to hand in to do a quest. So every time you do a quest it's going to count.
Yep.
So basically the leveling contests, we don't have any part of, and, you know, so that's why we're not going to retweet them. That's why we're not going to, like, shout things out, because I'm kind of worried, you know, not about the people, just going forward. You know, there's a potential that maybe things go wrong and, you know, we don't want to get caught up in that. So I don't mind creating the list to help you track that. We were able to do, and there's a few things I want to tweak to make it easier for future ones. And to make it easier on us too. But, you know, if like anytime that we have a question about it, we're always just going to redirect the folks to whoever is running it. But hopefully in the future, there will be a few. There is going to be a contest, an official contest soon-ish?
Mm-hmm.
Soon?
Mm-hmm.
Quote.
Soon?
Soon?
TM?
Yep.
Yeah.
We still have to wait to see what's going to happen on this Tuesday or next Tuesday. So, we'll see. So, I think I talked about this last week. So, the gear flagging, this is what Nisi was saying. Nisi, you got caught up in this because I was making a few tweaks to catch some folks doing bad things with their gear. And it incorrectly caught some folks, so I unflipped everybody that was incorrect, and I
was gonna say,
and then when I reran stuff, you know, it still picked up a few people that definitely were trying to get around the system. So you know, it doesn't pay. So have fun with that. If you think you were incorrectly flagged, come talk to me and we'll talk about why you're flagged incorrectly. Yeah. So, the last thing. Okay. And I want to leave this for last is that, hello Belle. Hey. So, okay. I don't know how to word this. So over the last, we're in the beginning of March already. So I got to say over the last, okay, since BlizzCon, okay, like the last 4 months or so, you may have noticed that I'm really cranky. So, it's 'cause I have too much stuff to do, and it's not just doing the podcast. It's like everything. Okay. And so, we've asked Nisi and she's thankfully agreed, to Zora, she forgot an E at the end of Bell. Sorry. This is just in chat. So for folks that are listening at home and not watching the chat. So, okay. So, I just like to point out Zora's faults.
Oh man.
Parachute man. So, you know, I mean,
oh, that hurt.
It's okay. I love
her. Wow.
I love
her. Wow. Lost a character to that too.
Yep. Yeah. Oh yeah. That's why I said it. So, Nisi has agreed to handle all of our media.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So however long that's going to last, you know, because, you know, she could find a real job that actually would do something well for her versus helping us. Yes, Zorts, thank you for spelling her name correctly. And so she's, so basically, if you want to reach me personally, you need to reach out to my personal Twitter, which is Grasping Your Stone. So is going to be taking care of the official Twitter account. Bob, stop. She's going to be taking care of Facebook, which she sort of already does. She's going to be taking care of the website, blog stuff. So if people, so if Nisi asks for help, please help her. Please help her, because, you know, it will help everybody. And we'll see where we go from there. So if you, okay, so in the chat, I just want to say, so Bella's saying, so you mean like media, like news? And Nisi says, well, then I'll need a pay raise. So are you saying that you would No, no, I better not. Okay. So, okay.
Depends on how much you pay me.
That, wow. It depends on how much you pay. I mean, everybody's got their price, right? The $1 million man. Everybody's got their price. He was able to buy the World Wrestling Federation Championship off Hulk Hogan back in the day because everybody's got their price. So, because that's what I grew up on.
Right. Wow.
So she's going to be taking over some stuff and basically over anything that's media related. So if you need to reach me, you know how to do so privately. If you send a message to the official account, more than one person looks at that account. Myself, I look at that account, and Lita, and now Nisi will. Where we go in the future, who knows? You know, I might suddenly get a bunch of time back. I highly doubt it, but we'll see. But I'm honestly looking forward to seeing what's going to happen, because so far it's been really good. So, yeah.
Yay. Thanks, Nisi, for saying yes to.
Yes.
Oh, you're welcome.
And you know, I was actually trying to dissuade her.
Lita,
like, when we were having her talk, Lita was saying, you know, don't try to dissuade her. And I'm like, no, I want to dissuade her because there's a lot of stuff. It's not just, you know, it's a lot. Because, you know, there's some times where there's a lull and then all of a sudden everything comes at you, you know, and then there's a lot.
We'll get it.
So,
okay, we'll get there.
But we'll she, you know, if Nisi asks you for help, please help her.
I've reached out to one or two people, so okay. They're in my pocket if I need them.
Awesome.
Okay.
Excellent.
Yeah. And,
all right.
Lita, are you?
Yes, I'm here. I'm out of coffee. Though.
I mean, this is not good. How can you be out of coffee when
coffee is my blood?
So I'm just saying, you know,
something. I need a bigger.
If you give me enough sound bites, you know, it's potentially okay. So Belle's here, and before we go on, and this is one of the reasons it's funny that Belle showed up. I didn't even like, I talked to Belle about this initially because I was asking her if she had anybody, right? Like, cause I know she's busy, and she said, yeah. So we had a discussion about it, and you know, it was one of the things that, you know, yeah, so this is my thing, is that I have a problem with making sure that things are not just so. Right? Like, they've got to be done a certain... Whoop, hit the microphone, pro. So, basically, you know, things have got to be done a certain way because I have a vision for how things are supposed to look. Bob, get down. He meowed at me. I don't know if you could hear that. He was like, what, me? Okay, so I'm trying to let other folks help me out because I'm going insane slowly. So Bob has a vision of me dead on the floor because he wants to kill me.
Yeah, we all know that.
And over time, I'm going to be looking at other stuff to, you know, help out with. So it's all about backup and having a plan and not having it be one person, because if things happen to one person, things can quickly go downhill. So we're going to be doing more, I feel, in the future. I can see more. I've got some other plans, but nothing to talk about right now, but plans.
Sure.
Wow. Okay. That's Lita's, you know, if you can see her face, she's like, I'm not gonna say it on the air. I'm gonna do it reading lips. Okay, so if you can read lips, you'll know exactly what she's saying. Lita, let's carry on with the next section, please.
Thank you. All right, let's do State of the Challenges. Nisi, do you want to take the irons, please?
Sure. You had to give me this list to read. This, I don't want to read this list. This is a rough list this week.
It's not pretty.
No, it is not. All right. We've got Bull Iron, hit level 58. Good job. Iron Man DK, sorry, they RIP'd at level 59. We've got Shamazing, level 61, also RIP. Guys, wow. Iron 7, I think, or Iron Sven.
Iron Sven.
However you want to read that.
Yeah,
level 62. Azzy Hunter, level 63. Never Died Hun. Is this one of the real Never Dieds?
I think so.
Oh, RIP at level 64. Oh, no.
I don't think I've seen him lose a character for quite a while.
I know, right?
It's usually that he hits max. Man.
We've got Bikini Kills at 65. Manfield, RIP at 67. We have Arlelia. Are they Leah? I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing that right. At level 72. And Iron Margot at 82. Wow, it was a rough week on the irons.
Wow, it was.
I mean, you could say that it was applicable to you because it was a pretty bloody list.
Very funny. That was painful to read. I don't like it when people lose their characters, though. And at those levels... That's painful.
Yes. Definitely. All right, well, let's have a look at our bloods for this week. So we've got Away and Hunt hit 36. Soul Fist hit 38. That's you, Nisi. Woo!
Woo-hoo!
Gore Crazed, 38. Bloody Head hit 43. Ruru Monk. Hit 44. Blood Thief died at 44. That's no good. Try Again. I like that. That's hit 49.
That's
cute. Soulful Paw hit 71. Marg Blood hit 83. Genetics hit 92.
Nice.
Yay. Well done. Okay. Nisi, pacifist.
Okay, this list is a little better. Mm. A little.
Mm.
We have Feral Lyric at 52. Robin at 56. Or is it Wobbin? I'm not sure which.
It's
one of those. Pick one.
Robin.
We have Peace Nika at 57. Gentle Soul at 58. Silent Herber at 66. 5 Open Palm. I am so sorry. RIP at level 83. Oh, God, that's going to hurt.
Yep.
Oh, we have Serenella at 91. Oh, no. I don't want to read this. Harry Up. RIP at level 100. Oh, no.
And that's on a pacifist. I mean, I can't even get to like level 10. And yet they got to level 100 and then died.
Yeah.
No, thank you. I'd
need a few days for that one. Oh, man.
I don't see Towny in chat. He's probably curled up in his room and crying, which I
would be.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Level 100.
We've got 5 Curmudgeon at 102. And guys, he did do it again. Never Died hit 110 on his pacifist. Never Died PCI. Ooh. Congrats.
So he's the first person to do all three: Iron, Bloodthirsty, and pacifist. Not on the same tune because you just can't do it, but. He's the only person, as far as I know, that has done all three of them.
This is why he's such a machine. Seriously.
Absolutely.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Absolutely amazing.
Yeah.
I think we all do. I think we literally all do, because Never Died, well done. Like, I don't think he's in the chat, but
absolutely amazing. So congratulations. That's
just incredible.
And I'm going to say Never Died is close to being on the show.
I hope so.
We are so close.
Can't wait to talk to him.
So close. Pick his brain.
We got to pick his brain. Yep. So many questions. It's going to be a really long show.
That show's
going to
be long. Yep. It's going to be really long.
Yeah.
It has to be. You've got to make the most of it.
Yeah, exactly. All right. So, congratulations, everyone. Commiserations on those that we lost this week. Stone, tins. Yo. Who have we got this week?
Okay, we got. A mesh tin is 24, Siha is 25, Sinatra is 25, Cylindra is 27, Belled Iron is level 29. Shuck Speared is level 32, Rob Deshaies is level 36, Iron Flint is 42, Zaya Bow is 48, and Ash Liv is 59. I was actually going to do a team's report this week, but I kind of borked up that report. So, yeah. So we'll see what happens next week. But I kind of feel like we haven't had a problem with teams for quite a while. So we might. No. Well, we haven't had a bug with it, right? Where people are like saying, why am I flagged? You know. And it was losing people and all that stuff. So, you know, we're closer to it being like a official thing, I guess. So if I can start doing reporting on it, then I think we're good to go.
Cool. But
yeah. The report didn't work this week. I mean, it worked. It just didn't. It was basically saying people were dead when it wasn't. And it wasn't that the team was actually dead. It's just the report itself said that they were dead when they weren't, because my sorting, I didn't do something correctly on my sorting. It was really dumb. And it was too late to do it again. So, yep. Okay. chit chat. Okay. So are we going to do the, no, we're not. We're just going to. No.
This just in. It's chit chat.
I was about to say Nita. So if we ever wanted to mash Lita and Nisi together, we're just going to call them Nita. okay. So from Discord, from RP John. Hey guys, curious. Can we eat food in our Iron Man challenge? Yes. Nisi.
Okay, from Discord Tradius30, my team is trying to register our characters. It is saying that we have killed raid bosses and pet battled. We are currently level 14 and have done neither. That is because someone, if not all of you, did not check your display only character achievements to others box in your social tab in the interface menu. You must check that and make sure all of your team members have checked it, or else you are going to have a problem.
There's also an FAQ that covers that.
Yes, there is.
Lita.
All right, from Discord, we've got from Awesome Trousers. Says, I know it says you can't use the cosmetic Lunar Festival items, but it won't flag you for buying it right. It's for the transmog wardrobe, of course. Would hate to waste the coins if I don't have to. Okay, so what you've got, coins do not go away. Just remember that. Coins can stay in your bank. They do not disappear. When you go and buy something, it is learned into your wardrobe for yourself, for your toons, for your account. That's fine. You do not need to equip it, because those items are soulbound, okay? So it's more when an item is not soulbound that you have to equip it to learn it. And of course, on an iron, not a good idea, because they're green.
Yep.
They will save you. The new ones are very cute, though.
Unless you're on a Bloodthirsty and if you happen to get coins, but I don't know how you get coins without doing the quests. So,
well, you can't. No, you can't. There's no way. So, yeah, which is fine. It's a decent enough, you know, it counteracts trying to think, well, how am I going to do it? Because you can't do it. We get screwed again, Nisi. Yay.
Wow. She said we. Interesting. Yeah. Very, very interesting. Yeah. Okay, so next question is from the Grayson. What is the average wait time before deleting and remaking a dead Iron Man? I don't know. I don't think that there... Okay, so technically speaking, the only limitation is that if you use the same character name, the information will likely not be updated and made available to our website until the next day. Overall, there's nothing to worry about. If you want to go do that and re-roll your character using the same name, go do that. You just don't try to add it to our website because it's going to come back saying your character is dead because it's still pulling from the old information.
Yeah.
And just because you see it on Armory doesn't mean it's the same as what we see. Armory and the API are completely different data sources. So I would say wait 24 hours if you reuse a character name and then try.
Or do a variation on the name for the new attempt so it doesn't balk it out. And then if that one dies, then you can reuse it, you know, weeks, days, months down the track and not have an issue.
Nisi. Next one.
You know, everybody's a joker today.
Yep.
We've got a Twitter DM from Eli. Why can't a bike stand on its own? It's too tired.
That's cute. That's a cute one. Nice. Thanks, Eli. All
right, Lita.
All right. Discord from Stir. I like this one. Okay, so how do you say it? Photon?
Yep.
Yes.
Proton checks into a hotel and is asked if he needs any help with his luggage. He says, no, I'm traveling light.
Oh, man.
Oh, my God. Thank you, Stan. That was awesome. Okay.
So the next few tweets are tongue-in-cheek tweets because we were testing to see whether or not Nisi could access the official account. So I sent her a test tweet saying, you know, hey, can I don't know what I actually asked.
Something about blue gear.
Can I equip, blue gear? Will that flag me? And then we got these next three tweets. So from Twitter, we got Kristen, can we use green bags? Yep. Nisi, what's our next one?
From Cage OG, can we switch specs?
Yep.
Sure can, buddy.
And then another one from Twitter, from Azzy, who did not ask about switching specs. Can I buy bags from the auction house? Azzy, that's disappointing. I really thought you would be asking about specs and somebody beat you to it.
I think he was upset.
Yeah. I think he got actually
normally upset. He's our answer, though. I mean, he is normally, you know, he is our resident guru of the answer for that question, though. So, you know, I'm just saying. Anyway.
So, Lita, can you take last one? This is the Force Science one, you know, for the Luzron stuff. So.
Okay. This is from Tiber, a.k.a. Tiber. Yeah?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So Tiber says, Force Science. I hunted down and successfully solo killed Nokorot and Luzran with a level 13 Iron Man Hunter, accompanied by a turtle pet. What did you name the turtle, Tiber? Just asking. It's very important.
Sheldon.
Anyway, I did it at 13 because that was the earliest I could tame a turtle. Now that I think of it, they would probably be harder to kill the closer you got to 20. I checked. And with a level 15 character that has 684 hit points, so Nokorot and Luzran are level 17. And they have got 2,903 hit points. Then for his level 19 character, who has 1,007 hit points, Nokorot and Luzran were level 20 with 4,123 hit points.
He says, I definitely think you're better off taking them on at lower levels.
Yes.
That is really interesting. That is really interesting. Thank you, Tiber, for doing that, because I wouldn't have even thought about it.
Yeah, I actually took a hunter over there. I took that Nightborn hunter, actually, the Bloodthirsty one. I threw Iron Gear on it. Took it on with the cat that they start with. Cat died once each fight. I was able to res it back up with a hit concussion shot and Dire Beast because I was in Beastmaster spec. But it was a little iffy. I was not happy that the cat died, but I did take them both on, but it was really scary.
Yeah, I mean, like I was saying before, is, you know, with my priest and my shield, I was able to kill them when I was level 14, but trying to do it again at level 20, I think I was, I'm pretty sure I would have died. I got lucky, so.
Okay.
doesn't happen often. Hey-o. So, I mean, you know.
Okay. So, but I mean, that's interesting to say, try and take it on at the lower, because it seems to be a bit easier. The higher the level, the harder it's going to be. Yeah. Does Ghostlands go to 20, or will that actually go to 60?
60.
I think it does go to 60, because Tiber was saying in chat earlier, he took a level 60 in Iron Man gear out there, and it had, one of them had 48,000 health or something.
Wow.
Yeah, I was like, okay. Man.
So if you're going to do this quest, you can do it. Just do it as soon as you can, like level 13, 14. Don't try it higher, because probably
not. Yeah.
Interesting.
Chat room stuff. Okay, so Kayun says, I have noticed with rares and named mobs, as you level, not only do they grow in health, AP, and armor, they also learn new skills at certain levels. I've heard that too. Who was I talking to? LB? Was it LB, I think? I think it was LB.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. It was Five Iron. Okay, we were having a talk, because Five Iron will be coming on the show, not next week, but he will be coming on the show finally. Anyways, so we were having a talk that he was on a level, I don't know, like, let's say 6D character, and he was in Northern Barrens, and he saw a mob that had a pet wolf with it. But when you're on like a level 20 character, that same mob does not have that pet wolf. What the heck? So if you're grouped up with your buddy that's level 6, that's level 6D, do you as the level 20 still see the level, do you see the pet? Or do you see your friend going in and killing this pet, right? So, you know, as you go up in level, these things are getting new things. No, I'm just saying, like, overall.
Oh, for general.
If you're playing with your friend and not doing teams or anything like that, it's just, you know, what do you see? Do you see your friend hitting air and killing air? Or do you actually see your friend killing the mob, right? Sorry, the mob's guardian. So it's neat. Definitely, they definitely have more things that they do the higher level that they go, and it's not just that you can't kill them as quick as you used to. It's that they've given them extra stuff. So yeah, Kayun is saying the rare bat in Tirswell Glades, the rare bat will learn to silence people level 15, but before that, it will never silence. Yeah. So,
it's kind of like your pets, your companion pets. You know, as you level them, they start off with the basic ability, but as they get higher, all these abilities start to come in. Mm-hmm. So that's the same that's happening with our mobs, which is very interesting.
Yeah, so we definitely want to use caution on those rares now.
I will say that on my rogue, I was going for rares, and even when I was like level 6, 7, I was done with rares because I had no evasion. I had no way to heal myself. No, I'm done. So, yeah. So be careful out there. Yeah. Okay. So just want to say thank you to our mods. You know, actually, there's actually a new thing that Twitch came out with that we are now kind of, they put the onus on this, on the streams to enforce people being human we are now tasked basically with enforcing that people be normal human beings. Okay, so so no racism crap, no political bull crap, no religion, you know, stop, just don't. I mean, we generally don't have that problem here, but overall in Twitch, I can understand in some streams that it does happen. So Twitch has put that on the streams themselves to police that. And our mods know. So yeah, I mean, that's so we're gonna be fairly strict about it. Twitch isn't just gonna ban the stream, like they're gonna check to see if we're like enforcing it or not. And if we've done our if we've done most of the stuff that we can do, then they'll be fine. But just, you know, be normal people. Follow Will Wheaton's rule. Don't be a dick, please. You know, I mean, it's very simple.
That's our motto across.
Yeah, we don't like to get all banhammery and you know, deleting messages and stuff. We don't like to do it. So, you know, don't make us, please.
But we
don't
want
to. Yeah, we will if we have to.
Yeah, I mean, like auto mod right now for us in Twitch is like level 1. So it can go up to like level 4 where it will just look at everything. And I don't want it to go to that point. Yeah, Belle, I mean, Belle shouldn't be here because she's like the worst. I mean, I thought that I was bad, but nope.
Love you, Belle.
Nope. So thank you to our mods, Boz, Lita, Boz, Nisi, Awesome Trousers, because he's not here in the chat. Stir, Zorts, thank you for helping
on
Twitch and Discord as well, because the mods that we have in Discord are also mods here in Twitch. So they do double duty. Double duty.
You're going to do that?
Yeah. I did do some cleanups of our Iron Elite. So, you know, just I'm going to do it like once a month or so. So thank you to everybody that supports us financially through whichever means, so Twitch, PayPal, or Patreon. It's still there. I don't really do a lot with it. It's there as a means if you prefer that way. That's it. I'm not doing anything special with it because I'm still, I've started to go back to it to support some folks, and because I'm done my self-imposed exile. Or self-imposed boycott. Yes. So, to everybody that supports us, thank you very, very much. So, we have Azylan, Boz, Broxmar, Chupa, LB, Fair, Five Iron, Frowsy, Spark, Span. Just going back, I think Chupa is like a name change, and I don't know who it is. It could be Bevel. I'm not sure. Because it said that they subscribed like February the 10th, and this is through Twitch. But definitely this is a new name, so it could be a name change. Okay, Five Iron. Sorry. Let's just start again, because I'm a doofus. Squirreled. Okay. This is also something that I've learned from Belle, too. Because she's here, so I gotta, you know, throw her beneath the bus and all that. I squirrel a lot, too, and I've gotten that from her. So, and I also got the phrase from her, too. So, Azylan, Boz, Broxmar, Chupa, LB, Fair, Five Iron, Frazzly, Sparkspan, Grand Negus, Eli CTR, Cashbringer, an anonymous koala. And you can be anonymous too if you want to. Lycan, Listen, Margathon, Never Died, Nisi, Sir Thomas, Stir, Swing Cat, Tuli Bardeen, Alminia, Unamathil, Zaya, and Zorts. Thank you all very, very much. And again, if you want to support us and remain anonymous, I can give you an anonymous call out. Okay, our next show is... Oh, I just covered it up. Okay, our next show is Saturday, March the 10th. Yeah, next week, 7 p.m. Eastern, which is Sunday, March 11th. Okay. It should still be 12 a.m. GMT, 1 a.m. Central European time, 11 a.m. Australian Eastern time. It's just that for us, yay, daylight saving nonsense.
Yeah.
We're jumping forward, but not like it should not affect this coming show. Okay. So if you're not sure, just look to see what time 7 p.m. Eastern is. That's when we're live. Not sure who's going to be joining us because things and stuff, but we will have a guest. And Nisi, thank you for dealing with all this crap.
Oh, you're welcome.
I mean, sorry, Nisi, thank you for dealing with all of my crap.
Oh, you're fine.
Good wording. All right. Well, Nisi, yes, thank you so much. It's been good to catch up with you. Can you tell everyone where they can find you and get in contact with you, please?
Okay. So you can get a hold of me. Probably the fastest way is going to be through Twitter, just simply at Nisi BGN, B as in boy, G as in girl, N as in Nancy. I will be not streaming live currently, but I will be putting videos up on the channel, and that's just Nisi BGN as well here on Twitch. And then you can also catch any videos that I'm posting also on my YouTube page. Just search Nisi BGN, you'll get there. And I also have a Facebook page. Again, just Nisi BGN. Tried to keep it simple.
Nice.
So the way... Okay, hold on. When you were saying boy as in... Sorry, B as in boy, G as in girl, and then N as in Nancy. I was expecting you to say N as in neither.
Oh.
I guess
sock puppet would be a neutral gender, wouldn't
yes,
it?
Yes, yes.
Well, see, it actually stands for network. It's an abbreviation for our guild called Board Gamers Network, so.
I'm going to leave it. Okay, sorry.
Okay.
Oh, awesome. All right. Thank you, Nisi. All right. So where you can find us, you can check out the website at wowchallenges.com. You can contact us by email, which is podcast@wowchallenges.com. Tweet us on the tweeters, which is @wowchallenges, as well as come join our Discord server, which is discord.wowchallenges.com. We have got a Facebook page over there, so check that out, facebook.com/wowchallenges. And you can check out all the videos of the show on youtube.com/wowchallenges1. That is the number one at the end, so just remember that. Don't forget, come catch us live every week. We are twitch.tv/wowchallenges. Now, you can find me. I am on Twitter at Leta Wow, which is LETAWOW. Check out my show Behind the Avatar, and as well as Adventures in Azeroth that I do with Stone over there. Yay. Stone.
Wow. Where do we find Sound you? More excited. Jeez, you can find me on Twitter at STONEGRASP, like I'm grasping your stone grasp. As well as, I do another podcast with that one over there called Adventures in Azeroth.
Which is next week. Yeah? Week after. Hold anyway, on. There'll hold be on. One this month.
Yes. Hold on. Quick. I'm going to hurry hard. No, it's on the 16th.
Okay, the following.
10 p.m. on the 16th.
Okay. 2 weeks.
So no 13 worries. Days from now, eh? Okay. So thank you for everybody that listens and spent the time here in chat with us. And, it makes the podcast more interactive, which I like, instead of us just talking and ignoring everybody, which I don't want to do. I like to talk to people. So this is my social time because I don't have a life. Yay! Thank you for being my friends. So thank you to Boz and Lita and Nisi and Stir and me and Zortz and a bit Slippy. Wow. And Belle and Chupa. So Chupa was Slick Slater, who we've announced before. So it was a name change. Corpse runs a Grand Nagus, Captain Dolby, crash landing 99. That seems like my life. Continual crash landing. Crystal free to play. The Cubs. Cubs win. Electrical skateboard fair. LB. Eli. I don't like to call LB by his Twitch name because I just know him as LB. Eli. CTR. Innkeeper. Iron Azzy. Cashbringer. Mad Lib. Spoony the Bard. Theonden. Tiber. AKA Tiber. And Five Iron, thank you for being my friends.
Aww. It's like we have to put like a little kitty
hey, you know
music
what?
With that.
I just found out that a friend of mine is moving to Vietnam for 2 years.
Oh.
His whole family. Yeah. He's taking wife and the kids. Oh, hey, Taco.
Hey, Taco.
Yeah, he's moving over there to teach English for 2 years.
That's a big move.
That's because they wanted the adventure. And I'm like, I don't have the balls to do that, to just take the kids too. I'm just, nope. So,
yeah.
Thank you for being my friend. It is the theme song from Golden Girls.
Yes, it is.
Mm-hmm.
That show was great. I liked that show.
I loved it.
I liked the mom. Getty, what was her name? Her last name was Getty, right? She was like the short, the teeny tiny.
Estelle Getty?
Yes. Yeah. She was awesome. Anyways.
They were so funny. Okay. Well, thank you. Thank you for sharing. I'm glad, Stone, we are your friends. You are our friend too, Stone. Hot you. Okay. Anyway, thank you as always to Mark Conan for our awesome intro. We always like to give him a shout out because we love our intro. It is fantastic. So check him out at Mark Conan WoW on Twitter, as well as he is part of the Torrent Think Tank crew over there with Jewel. So have a listen to them. And Epic Insanity for our outro, which is awesome as well. So go and say hi to Epic. He is at Epic_Insanity on Twitter. And you can follow him and listen to him on Frozen Nerds and Epic Question Podcast.
He also has a new thing that he just announced to you. Just saying.
It's like a weekly
15-minute little show. I don't know. It should be there if you go look it up.
Okay. Cool. I
just weird.
Other than that, I would say nothing else from the chat room. I think we're all good. So good luck, everyone, with your tunes this week. Nisi, thank you again for joining us. It's a pleasure to have a chat with you.
Thanks for having me.
Oh, you are most welcome. And thank you for helping us up.
Oh, no problem.
Yes.
We appreciate that greatly. So
you're most welcome.
Other than that, everyone have a great week.
Okay. Yes. Okay. I'm going to squirrel. Okay. Have a great week. See y'all next week.
Thank you, chat room.
Jazz hands. All right. Just.
Bye. Bye.
Peace. Can I have five?
Can I have five?
The WoW Challenges Podcast is a World of Warcraft gaming podcast, produced by Stone and Lita, copyright 2018. Portions of this podcast belong entirely to Blizzard Entertainment. The music used on the show belongs to Kevin MacLeod, and you can find his great royalty-free music at incomputech.com. No copyright infringement is intended.